Good morning, beloved ones. Turn to someone and tell them, you look marvelous. You look marvelous. Yes, you look marvelous. Yes. You look marvelous. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. And you know why we're looking marvelous? Because the Spirit of God is shining forth in us. You know, because we're showing our true colors. Yeah. We're showing our true essence. And whenever we do that, we cannot help but look marvelous. Yes, yes, yes. Well, beloved ones, this is the last week of January. The last time we can say it's the official beginning of a new year. Because, you know, we're about to move into the year fully. And I'm wondering, though, how much of the excitement that we experienced a few weeks ago, you know, at the December 31st or maybe January 1st, that first week, how much of that excitement about a new beginning still remains? How much verve, okay, great. But I'm wondering how much verve do you still have towards creating not only the rest of your life, but the what best of your life? How much of that still remains? You see, if we're not careful, the demands of our ordinary lives will leave us bereft of living our extraordinary lives. We'll get, you know, in time, we'll sort of get caught up in routine, or we may get caught up in tasks, all the tasks that are ours, or in our obligations, or in our responsibilities, the things that are required by us to do. So much so that we slip into it, and all of a sudden, we fall asleep to the joy of living. And we find ourselves merely existing from day to day. Not living, but existing from day to day. And maybe even a little fearful about moving toward the growing edge of life. That growing edge, because we might experience something new. We might have to experience some challenges or something that will stretch us or something that will cause us to move into that place of effort and action. We might experience something that keeps us vitally alive and new. So I'm thinking, what is it that we can do to keep us in that state that we were experiencing a few weeks ago? Open, ready, excited, pumped up about life. Eleanor Roosevelt said, the purpose of life is to live it. She says, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer and richer experiences. I love that phrase. The purpose of life is to live it. She says, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out without fear towards newer and richer experiences. You know, so often we think that we must have some specified or some goal-oriented, identified purpose, some specific purpose for our being, so that life can then give us meaning. That we must have our purpose clearly delineated before us before we can have meaning. And truly, if you have a specified or if you have a clearly delineated purpose in life, it will certainly give more life and meaning to your experiences and to your life. But I say, what if your purpose is to also live without fear? What if your purpose, not just your particular goals and the things that you feel that you're here to do and mark off and check, because that's going to happen, but what if your purpose is to live with the greatest expressions of love that you can muster up? What if your purpose was to live without any notion of not? Not good enough, right? Not pretty enough, not smart enough, not thin enough, not rich enough, not just plain not enough, and whatever, you fill in the blanks. But what if we were living without any notion of not? To be able to live without second guessing yourself. Did I make the right decision? Is this the right thing to do? Oh, or being overly concerned about what others think of you. If I do this, well, will I be accepted? What will happen here? What would happen if you were just open enough to discover and to uncover the infinite beauty of your own soul? What if you were to be able to discover what it means to be uniquely you? Do you know what it means to really be uniquely you? You know, sometimes I'm thinking, well, who am I? I have so many things that I'm doing. I have so many roles that I'm playing. I could be a teacher, I'm a minister, I'm this, a sister, I'm a daughter. I have all these things. But who am I? Uniquely, what makes me uniquely me? And am I really in touch with the uniqueness of my own soul? That part of you that is unlike any other being and actually calls for expression as only you. See, every person is a distinct vibration within the infinite energy field of the divine, with access to the infinite. Which means not only is there no other person like you, but that you also have at your disposal infinite possibilities to be whatever you desire to be. That you have that possibility to be whatever you desire to be. And I'm talking about a soul desire, not just a want or a wish. You know, I want to be, you know, an astronaut, or I want to go to the moon, and you've never, you know, taken physics or any other thing that are going to prepare you for that experience. You can go there and be that if you want, if you prepared yourself. So, but I'm not talking about wishy-washy. I'm talking about a soul's desire to be whatever it is that you desire to be. It's very important for us to understand that. So I'm asking you, if you knew that you could express without the possibility of failure, what is it that would speak to your heart? What is it that is calling you right now, or maybe whispering to you, that says within you, say, I must find expression? What is it within you that might be saying, I am what will make your heart sing? What is it that's within you that might say to you, I will give your life meaning? Or if you do this, I will fill you with a sense of fulfillment. I will bring you that joy and happiness as qualities of being in your soul if you're doing this. So can you hear what it is that's calling you that will enable you to have that kind of a life and feeling? Do you really know what it means to be uniquely you? And most importantly, the question is, are you then creating the life you want to live? Are you creating it? The philosopher Goethe said this. He said, deep down within the core of our being lies a creative power, the capacity to create what is to be, and the urge to make unremitting effort until we have given it shape in one way or another, either outside ourselves or within our own person. There is a creative power that lies within you that gives you the capacity to create what is to be. The creative power that created the universe. We sang about, how mindful of you. God has given us, and we discovered this in our Bible class, we have been given dominion over the creation, right? Of the birds and the bee, all of that, over the earth, over our lives. So what it is, you know, the universe lies within you. That creative essence and power is simply awaiting your call. It's awaiting your call, and you actually begin to call it forth through your intention and through your actions. Now, you know, your intention, I'm not talking about a wishy-washy thing again. An intention is a positive energy, a force that says, I intend. It carries energy to will, to do, to accomplish. So you call forth the creative power of the universe within you, within your life, through your intention and through your actions. Your intentions start the ball rolling, bringing the invisible into visibility. You know, so when you create the intention in your mind, you start the ball rolling from the invisible realm of bringing forth things into visibility, and then your actions give it life. Your intentions, that is your desires, your prayers, your affirmations, your spoken word, whatever it is, all of those call forth infinite possibilities, and then your actions indicate what choice you will make. Your actions are telling us the choices that you have made. And if you fail to act, I want you to be clear that you're still making a choice. You're choosing to do nothing. Right? That's your choice. Let's be clear. Let's own it. And I came across some wonderful ditties on Facebook. You know, I'm really liking this Facebook stuff because people are sending me all kinds of things. But I want you to listen to some ditties that I got from Facebook. This one says, don't be upset by the results you didn't get with the work you didn't do. I love that. Don't you love that? Don't be upset by the results you didn't get by the work you didn't do. And here's one that I love. It says, if you don't have time to do it right, when will you have time to do it over? Right? If you didn't have time to do it, I'm going to put that one in my office here for. If you don't have the time to do it right, when you going to have time to do it over? Do it and do it right. And then I came across this one. It's too long for me to write, so I'm going to read it from my phone. I hope I can see it. Here's Anthony. He just tagged me here. Anthony Henderson. He's sitting right there. He just tagged me in a post. What if your purpose was to live without fear? So, but this I love. These are 12 things successful people do differently. All right? 12 things successful people do differently. And so I found this one this morning. I didn't have time to write it down, so I'm gonna see if I can read it from here. It says, one, they create and pursue SMART goals. Two, they take decisive and immediate action. These are what successful people do differently. See, we talk about, well, I think I might do that. Too much decisive and direct, immediate action, right? They focus on being productive, not being busy. They make logical, informed decisions. They avoid the trap of trying to make things perfect. Six, they work outside of their comfort zone. Seven, they keep things simple. Eight, they focus on making small, continuous improvements. Nine, they measure and track their progress. 10, they maintain positive outlook. They maintain positive outlook as they learn from mistakes. 11, they spend time with the right people. And 12, they maintain balance in their life. I like these things. Because this says that the things that we can do and be about, you know, positive action, being on point, being on purpose. But the point of this is that you are very much involved in creating the life you want to live. And the universe will open up to you when you choose to live on point and on purpose. When you are willing to move in the direction of your dreams. Pantology, who is this Indian yogi who lived around 200 to 100 BCE, meaning he lived a long time ago. Thousands of years ago. But listen to what he said. He said, when you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitations. Your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new, great, and wonderful world. Dormant forces and faculties and talents become alive, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you have ever imagined yourself to be. I love that. 2,000 years or so ago, he wrote that. When you are inspired by some great purpose, some project. Why would all this happen? Why would all of a sudden your thoughts break their bonds? All of a sudden you're thinking out of the box? Why all of a sudden you're out of your comfort zone? Why would all of a sudden your consciousness begins to expand in every direction? Why would all these dominant forces that are lying there, all of a sudden forces and talents and things and faculties begin to come up and well up in your being and present themselves to you? Why? Because you're inspired. And to be inspired means that you are filled, to be filled with spirit, to be filled with the animating force of the universe, to be filled with the moving, the creative, the dynamic living force, the living energy of the universe. And that, my friends, is what is power. That's what gives you power. And that, at the very same time, that's also exactly why some of us peter out from all the excitement that we had at the start of the new year. That is why we also lose interest and we lose focus and we lose the energy to continue with steadfastness, because we have failed to remain connected to spirit. We're sort of missing the filling ourselves daily and even momentarily with the energy and the life force of spirit. All of a sudden, what happens is we're back to doing it on our own. We're back to trying to make things happen without God's help, without the divine energy. Because see, friends, when you are truly and actively connected to spirit, when you feed your spirit with spirit, you are alive with energy. You are alive with this animation, with the vitality and the energy of God. You are alive with creative ideas that begin to flow to you, and you begin to automatically move into expression, into divine activity. Not busy work as an excuse, but divine activity that begins to flow, and it moves you. It moves you. It's inspired activity that moves you with grace and ease to the next thing, the next thing. You're multitasking. You don't even feel like you're tired. You're just moving from here to here. Spirit presents you move with grace. You move into these things with power. You move into possibilities. You move into your purpose. You know how I've always encouraged you, and I'm always telling you that you should at least try to spend maybe 5 minutes a day, every day, in meditation? Well, here's a variation on that same theme. And it may sound a little, what do I call, sci-fi-ish. It's a new word I made up, sci-fi-ish. Meaning it might sound a little woo-woo, but I'm telling you, it works in a big and a mighty way. I want you to try it. I want you to sit and to visualize a stream of pure white light, a stream of it just pouring into the top of your head, which is also known as your crown chakra or your Christ center, whatever it is. But it's a pure white light. It's a light that you can say is coming, you know, from the heavens, from the universe, from a higher state of consciousness, from the ethers, whatever. It is a light that you're visualizing now pouring in, streaming in, pure white light energy coming into the top of your head and filling your being, filling your body. Just sit and do that, even if you can only do it for a minute. You will be amazed at how energized and how refreshed and how charged you will feel, because you're drawing in consciously, making that connection, conscious connection, as we say in New Thought, the conscious connection with God, the conscious connection with the divine, the conscious connection with the animating force and energy of the universe, and bringing it to your conscious mind, into your being, into your body. It's very powerful. Think about this. Even a car, when it's empty, in order for it to move, it has to be what? Refueled, right? If you want the car to move, if it's out of gas, and you want it to move and go somewhere, you must refill and refuel that car, right? Same thing with your body. If the body is empty, and you want it to move and to function, you have to refuel it. You have to feed it with food, which gives it what? Energy for the body and sustains it. The same thing for your spirit and your mind. You want to keep your mind fresh, you've got to feed it with spiritual things and spiritual ideas. And then these things can't be done occasionally. It can't be like, you can't put gas in your car occasionally and think you're going to go someplace. It must be a what? A consistent feeding, recharging, a filling of spirit. And we must do that for ourselves. When we fill ourselves with spirit, your life begins to take on a different energy. And so if you want to live life, not just exist within it, but live life, then if you want to be creative, and if you want to have this steady flow of dynamic energy moving through you and to you and from you, if you want to live an inspired life with purpose and possibility and power, then you're going to have to keep yourself filled from within. The whole of life begins within. It is as within, so without. And so if you want to live an inspired life, a filled life, then you've got to fill yourself up. You know? We're so busy trying to live it up, you need to fill it up. Fill it up first. And then God will all of a sudden move you on point. God will move you on purpose. And so I say to you, let spirit find expression in and through and as you. And when you do that, you're going to find yourself living not only an inspired life, but living an extraordinary life with meaning and purpose and possibility and creative power. So be uniquely you and live your best life now. Blessings and namaste. Blessings. Namaste.